And welcome back to Small Town with Matt Gaff. I'm your host, Matt Gaff. And today we are talking about the small towns in the Bible. And we're probably going to talk about the most famous small town, and that being Bethlehem. So if you were catching my Instagram or Twitter or anything like that, I was kind of dropping hints about what small town we were going to talk about, and hopefully you kind of picked up on it. First of all, I want to give out a shout out to faithcast.com. Remember to go there to discover other great Christian podcasts like this one. Helps keep you keep with the faith. If you want to look for mine, mine's in the entertainment. Hopefully you find entertainment in what I'm doing. And so let's just go ahead, dive right into this small town. Now, we all know the song, you know, Oh Little Town of Bethlehem. Very famous song, you know, you can kind of, you listen to it and you hear the stories of the birth of Christ and how, you know, there's no room in the inns or inn in some cases. So, you know, it's a very small town, but this is like the heavy hitter of the towns. I mean, where else do you get King David born along with, you know, the Christ child, you know, Jesus? I mean, that's like having Babe Ruth and Mickey Mantle all from the same, you know, hometown. I mean, literally, this is like the best that you could be. Like, if you want to be famous, more than likely get born here. I mean, it's very close to Jerusalem. So when you see Bethlehem in pictures, you see these big, you know, the big town. But this would be like a suburb of like New York or L.A. or Chicago. You know, it's not like it's off in the middle of nowhere. The Bethlehem is near a major city, which is why Mary and Joseph stopped, because it was getting too late to go into Jerusalem, so they stopped into Bethlehem, a small town. But it was more of like a suburb, but still counts as a small town. Because really, what have we talked about in the whole small town thing is any place could be a small town if you make it. Well, these people, currently there's 25,000 people that live there, so obviously it's not... it's not huge. It's not like you're millions and millions in Chicago, New York, Miami, Indianapolis. I mean, you name it. Any of the larger cities, it's not that size. 25,000 is not a lot of people. What they do is tourism is their biggest income. Obviously, near Christmas time, that's where they make a lot of their money, because that's where the people come to try to see, you know, where Jesus was born. You know, there's a church now built where they supposedly it was, through different, you know, different cases. So let's kind of go though through who had control of the town throughout the years. The town was first inhabited by the Canaanites, who came from there. Well, I mean, first of all, before Jesus, you know, you had David, and that's King David. So it's not like it was just any old David. It's King David came from there. And then, of course, Jesus was there, which fulfilled the prophecy of the king coming from the land of David. So, these are the two biggest heavy hitters. I mean, God, you know, described David with fondness. I mean, he was a man of his own heart. I mean, you can't go. I mean, then basically the Trinity came from there. So one of the Trinity, sorry. So you got to look at this as just like this small town had such a huge impact in the world. I mean, and that's what I hope you get out of this series and also out of the podcast, is that it doesn't matter where you've come from. You know, you can make a huge impact on the world. So anyway, let's get back here. I get a little off topic sometimes, sorry. So so basically the town was destroyed. And so they had to build it up out of the ruins. Now it's basically, you know, tourism is the main income. So everyone fought for this town, just like Jerusalem. So everyone was wanting Bethlehem. Everyone wanted Jerusalem. Muslims and the Westerners, Easterners. I mean, basically this whole town. Most religions, modern religions, base something off of Jerusalem and Bethlehem. And so, quite frankly, you know, the wars there have been dramatic. You know, the Canaanites had it, but obviously they lost it. It was destroyed in multiple battles after the birth of Christ. So therefore, we know where the town was, but we don't know specifically where the stable, where the actual birthplace is. It's been pretty much blown up by wars, which is kind of sad in its own way, and a lot of some interesting topics on that. But anyway, so Bethlehem was just this small town. Basically, back then they would have done farming was one of the big incomes. You know, herding, just mainly small little things. This wasn't like a major metropolis. If you wanted to get something, you know, expensive spices or anything like that, you're not going to get it in Bethlehem. You're going to get it in Jerusalem. You're just going to go make that. I don't know what that would have been, maybe a day's hike, if that. But with that being said, you know, the magnitude of this town is felt. I mean, it's almost, I mean, it's obviously past Abraham's. I mean, granted, he was the father of many nations, but I mean, you're talking, you know, the ruler of Israel, King David. And then, obviously, Jesus. I mean, it's just, even if you would take away, which, never take away, but the birthplace of a king coming from such a small town is already monumental. Not only that, you throw one of the Trinities being born there, and it's just, I mean, sadly, I think I probably picked the biggest town, the biggest small town that you could get. So after this, I don't know, we may be going downhill, but when you look back at this, I mean, Bethlehem itself is just a huge town, or a huge contribution, but a small town. And that's what we really need to think about. And so I think what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, kind of get to that point a little bit more, too, and look at some of the scripture that mentions Bethlehem, kind of look at it and see what that's going on. So I'll be back right after this little commercial break that kind of helps keep funding this, and we will be right back. And welcome back to Small Town with Matt Gaff. I really appreciate everybody who follows, listens, follows this podcast. It really is awesome. You know, the ad, it is what it is. If you don't want to listen to the ad though, I am on YouTube, so therefore it kind of cuts that out. So that whole minute, so you gain a minute. On my YouTube, though, I do have, like, Patreon, stuff like that, if you ever want to, but not really going to push that. So, anyway, let's get back to Bethlehem. Like I said, we're talking small towns in the Bible. And when we talk about small towns, we are talking, a few houses, but what their contributions to the Bible. Obviously, we've gone through not only the birthplace of Abraham, near Ziggurat, near modern-day Nazarea. We talked about Bethel. Being the small stop there with Abraham and some things there. And now we are talking about Bethlehem. And that is obviously the birthplace of Christ and the birthplace of King David. So you get one of the Trinities born there, and you've got a king of Israel born there as well. So, I mean, really, what else can you say about that town? But wow, I mean, just growing up there, I would hate to be the kid to be like, well, look what David did with his life. I mean, and you're just making pots and a farmer. So the expectations have got to have been high. I would have not liked to have been the guy that would have been born like slightly after him. It's like, well, so what are you going to do with your life, you know, type of deal. But yeah, so when we look at Bethlehem, you know, it had a lot of battles and stuff like that going on after that. Obviously, many countries, many religions, many different types of empires have always tried to control that, because if you can control religion, you can control the people. You can control the narrative of what's going on. So there's always been that struggle to try to hold that truth, because they'll, you know, even back then you'd have modern day spins, publicity, you know, so it'd be like, oh, you know, in the great Roman Empire, they'd be like, oh, we just found some more stuff, and this is what it said. Hey, you know, Julius Caesar is the man, you know, type of deal. So there's always this propaganda that's always happened. It always is. That's how you control the people. We all know that. But Bethlehem itself, there was no doubt that you were going to, there's nothing to counteract what's been said. We know that King David was born there. We know that Jesus was born there, obviously. So let's kind of look at some of the scriptures that kind of point to this so that we can, you know, so I'm not just making this off the top of my head, which really not. Bethlehem's mentioned in the song. I mean, it's in there. But let's go ahead. Let's see why Bethlehem was chosen for Jesus to be born there. And that's where this comes in here too. John 7:42, has not the scripture said that the Christ comes from the descendants of David and from Bethlehem, the village where David was? So right there, we already knew that Bethlehem was going to have two major people born there, David and then Jesus Christ, because we know that he was going to be a descendant of David and be born in Bethlehem just like David. So right off the bat, we already know this small town is going to be pinnacle to the whole Bible. And quite frankly, if you want to look at it, even from Abraham's point of view, as far as where his birthplace was, yes, he was birthplace of many nations, but this right here is the birth of a king. So let's kind of remember that. So once again, big thing here. Matthew 2:7. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem saying. So once again, you know, we know that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Once again, Matthew's stating this. And we know that it was near Jerusalem, A, because of maps, because of the history, and everything like that. So, you know, it was a suburb. And that's, let's go to one more verse. We'll go back to suburbs, because I think that's really important. So Matthew 2:6, and you, Bethlehem, land of Judea, are by no means least among the leaders of Judea. For out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. So, you know, the Bible set up the town really well. And like I said, it's a suburb. And we need to remember that nowadays, as well as anything, that a small town, even if it's a suburb, can have an impact. And if you live in a suburb or even in a big town, obviously big towns are broken up into little districts. So even a district can feel like a small town. If you once again build that community, build that connectivity and build that trust and build that mentorship, if you can put all of these things together, no matter where you're at, whether a small town, a suburb of a big town, or just a small little district in a huge town, you can really make a lot of things happen. And that's what I love about reading some of these small towns in the Bible. I mean, they just prove right off the bat that no matter what your background is, where you come from, you're going to be able to make something out of you. David, for goodness sakes, was a shepherd, right? I mean, we all know the story of David, and he became a king. So if a lonely shepherd who before that job was not given to the most intelligent and was one of those of the low-end jobs, and that's why they gave them to most of them to the younger children, because it was easy, and it was boring, tedious watching. Now granted, some things happened to David, you know, bears and lions, animals attacking the sheep, and that set him up to protect, you know, the land of Israel. So, you know, out of, you know, very meager beginnings, you can be something great. And that's what, you know, you need to look at when you're having a rough time. Is it just God testing you like he tested David, you know, getting you stronger, getting you know where your weakness is so you can kind of work on that? And that's coming from small towns as well too. So you know, we got to really look at where you're coming from and remember that no matter where you're at, you know, great things can happen as long as you keep your focus straight and towards God. You're going to have a fulfilling life. It may not be rich, but it will be rich in his blessings. So not the blessings of money, by the way. So don't get confused on that either. So I think this is going to wrap it up for Bethlehem for this week. Once again, I'll pick another city. I normally do on Wednesday, so I'll kind of either tell you what it's going to be, or I'm going to give you some hints as to what small town it's going to be. But so as always, if you want to reach out to me, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter as well. If you want to listen to the show, I'm on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Apple, also YouTube. So on YouTube, what I'm going to do is probably going to start doing what's called Small Town Thoughts. And those are going to be random throughout the week, maybe one a week or something like that. Just some really short little bits of things I'm seeing in the news that pertains to small towns or just pertains to things. It's kind of my fun little thing to do. The podcast will always be about small towns, though. There you can see, like, I do have a Patreon page if you want to help support. You know, it is what it is. It's a ministry. I can keep doing what I'm doing anyway. But if you want to email me, it's at smalltownwithmattgaff@gmail.com. So if you want to do a shout out or something like that, go right ahead. Looking at it, I got some listeners from outside the country. So, you know, welcome. Thank you. I appreciate all the people that listen to this message. I really enjoy bringing it to you. And I will look forward to seeing and listening to you, or you listening to me, actually, next Monday morning. So I will see you then.